down off you that might be a little different from what Chris did?
Well, I think he's very comfortable in the position. I think he knows the players very well, the receivers, the tight ends, our strengths and our weaknesses. He knows, obviously, he's got a great relationship with the quarterbacks and has a good feel for what they like to do and what they're good at, how they see the game. I've worked with him as when I was a line coach for a lot of years. He understands the problems up front, the protections, which I think helps him be ready to call a game, knowing all those type of things. And he could process all that pretty quickly. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how the game goes for him. Excited for him. I think today did a good job putting the game plan. I think we had some good ideas, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, I think we're excited about the plan. We thought we had a good plan last time, but unfortunately, we turned the ball over and lost a quarterback. So some bad things happened early in that game last time, and so hopefully, it'll be a lot different this Sunday.
Early in the season, you were
Chris Palmer was going to let go. Might be at the end of the year. Can you maybe just elaborate on the timing of it? Why you chose to make the decision?
It wasn't have anything to do with how many games were left. It was more of, I think, we reached a point where I think we've been frustrated most of the year with the offense. We've done some good things, but just haven't been consistent. It seemed like it was started in preseason, never really overcame that. We really got going like I thought we would, or we all thought we would. And sometimes that's tough when you have expectations are higher because of the talents you feel you have, and we're not getting it out of them on the games. And last week was frustrating, but I just thought that reach a point where things weren't changing. We need to do some things to make this thing different, at least give us a different chance or different perspective on how to call a game, how to attack a team. So it just seemed like, to me, it was no reason to wait. I felt it was time to do something different. And if there's no reason to me, if it was once I realized that, I think it was time to make a change. And that's why I did it without waiting, because to me, we're trying to win football games, and I think this gives us the best chance to win the next five football games.
Was it a collaborative decision with Mr. Adams and management, or was it solely your decision?
It was my decision. Once I decide to do something like that, if it's a player or if in this case a coach, then obviously I talk to Rustin Webster and Mike Reinfeldt to give him an idea what my thinking is and why I'm thinking what my thinking is and what I want to try to do and why and what my plan is. And then once I do that, then obviously the next thing is talk to Mr. Adams. And he needs to know what we're doing and why, and especially when you make a coaching change, especially at a coordinator position, he wants to be in the loop on it and he wants an understanding of it. And that's what we did on Monday. And he was comfortable. Like I've said, he's been with since I've been the head coach with my coaching decisions on who I want or if I want to make changes. He's been very supportive of that. And I think he's going to leave it up to me. It's not going to be, he wants me to have the coaches I want and whatever it takes to try to win football games. And if it doesn't work, then I'm the one that made these decisions. So I appreciate that. And we did it the way you should do it. And then when I got the okay, then I talked to Chris on Monday night.
Do you have any concern, I guess, that Dallas never called a game before? I mean, you had an experienced play caller in Chris, and now this would kind of be Dallas' first time.
Everyone's got a first time. There's a lot of great coordinators that started at some time. I've been around them enough to just feel, you could be around a guy and think he's, but anytime you do something the first time, sure, it's going to be a little uneasy at times during the game, but he's got plenty of us there to help if anything comes up. I don't see a problem there, but I think it's just, I'm looking forward to having him get started with that, and, he'll have plenty of help along the way.
Can you talk maybe in general terms about how a Dowell offense might look a little bit different than a Chris Palmer?
Well, it's hard. Like I said, it's something as people, it's not going to be all of a sudden we're no-back five-receiver team. That'd be easy to notice. Or all of a sudden we went to one receiver and it was all three tight ends. I mean, you're going to see us do a lot of different things, but I think there'll be more subtleties in how things are coached, how things are stressed, what our emphasis, how we're attacking the team, how we call a game. I mean, everyone's going to call a game totally different than the next guy. That's hopefully what'll come out is, again, you're going to have to see a couple games of us, and if we do the right things and make plays, then I think you'll start seeing a pattern of how we're going to attack teams. And what his philosophy is a little bit as he gets going, but obviously he's not going to see anything. I mean, if we go win, it's going to be wow, look at this, we did all these great things. But if we lose, it's going to be same old thing. So I mean, it's just a matter of this is going to need some time to develop, and it's more of seeing how the players respond, the consistency coming back to the offense, going out making plays, and again, like I said, coaches can't catch the ball and do all those things for them. The players got to step up, make plays, but we got to put them in position to do that and find a way to stay in the field as an offense.
The guy calling his first game, is it any easier to do from down the field? Or, I know guys have done both?
I guess that's an individual preference. I've never done it either, so I couldn't say. But talking to Chris and Jerry, they've done both and like both. So I think he'll have to decide that as he gets going with this game. But I think he just feels more comfortable because he wants to be with the quarterbacks that are on the sidelines. I think when he came down this year, I think that was helpful for him that he came down this year to be on the sidelines. So he realized how well he can see the game from the sidelines. I think when you're up all the time, which he was all those years with the different coordinators he worked with, you think that that's the best view. But I think he was pleasantly surprised on how much of the game he could see from the sidelines and how helpful he was able to be to the quarterbacks, even though he was on the sideline down upstairs. So I think he feels very confident that that's the place to be for all those reasons. And again, it's the first time from doing it, and if we need to make an adjustment down the road or he feels more comfortable later, then we'll take a look at it.
That decision has been made, though. He will do field at least.
Yes.
Unless you see the change. Does he bring a different energy or personality, I guess, to the meeting rooms and maybe to the field, you think?
Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to be different. I mean, head coaches, coordinators, coaches, you bring your own style. He's 32 years old, man. He's got a lot of energy in him. He loves what he does. I mean, it comes out, you could tell he loves football. This guy is like a football junkie. I mean, he understands it. I mean, he knows everybody in the game, I think, that's been coaching now. He has a lot of people to reach out to, a lot of resources that he reaches out to get answers on things when he doesn't know how to do this or do that over the years. And I'll say, where'd you come up with that? And he'll say, well, I talked to so-and-so. I watched this game from 3 years ago, and I went and studied, when the Saints won the Super Bowl from 5 years ago, and I saw them do this concept. So I mean, he's a guy that's going to do whatever it takes to find a way to get it done. And I think that's what's exciting about him. And that's why I knew this, at some point he'd be a coordinator for us, I assumed at some time. And so obviously I'm very confident that he's ready to go. I didn't know that it would be this time of year. You don't want to do this during the season, obviously. That's not your goal. That was not mine by any means. I wish this would be something that happened a year from now or 2 years from now even, somewhere down the road. But it just became necessary to do it. And I think that it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. But he does bring that. I mean, in the meeting rooms, it's different. I mean, that's just how it is. And there is energy. Anytime there's change, you get a little boost, obviously. You get a little rush when there's a change in leadership a little bit. But I think this is something that'll stay for a long period of time.
So he's not auditioning for the job then? You expect you'll be hiring a new quarterbacks coach this offseason?
I don't know. I mean, I I'm not in the titles, and if it's in term or whatever it is, I mean, I think he's our offensive coordinator right now, and we'll see how it all pans out for 5 weeks. I mean, it's not just him on the line. We're all on the line. It's not like we're 8-3 and we all are happy about our situation. There's a lot of this making one change. We're still 4-7 and aren't doing a lot of things as well as we should. And so this is just something we're hoping is a fix to something that was going on, and hopefully it'll lead to helping us play a lot better the next 5 weeks. But if things go well, I hope we're all back. Yeah, I hope it's all something that we can all work out. But so we'll see.
You feel safe in saying that your defensive coordinators can stay the same the rest of the season?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not – it's like I said, I'm not planning on – I wasn't planning on doing this. I mean, it wasn't something that was in the works, and I was thinking, well, if we don't do this, I'm going to make a change. It's just that you have to, as a head coach, you got to think ahead and be ready for things that may or may not need to be done. That's my responsibility, and that's why I did what I did. I thought it was the right fix. Now, if we didn't have someone on our staff, then maybe that's not something I could have done. It wouldn't have made any sense. It wouldn't have been smart to do. I wasn't going to make change because someone's saying, well, geez, they need to do something to show that they care over there. We work hard. We care very much about it. And if there was something I thought we could do that's going to make us have a chance to be better, which I think we can, that's why we did what we did. But, again, there's only so much you can do when things aren't going the way you want, and you have to be smart about that. But, no, I don't see any changes on the defensive side of the ball at all going forward.
How instrumental was Dowell's year with Sean Payton and Parcells? And is there a bit of Payton in him at all?
Yeah, he talks to those guys, and I think that's been a big help to him. I think the way he talked about doing quarterback school, just a lot of his ideas for how to even train a quarterback was off things that he was with those guys in Dallas and learned from, and being around Norm Chow and Coach Heimendinger, and he's been around a lot of good people, and then obviously Chris Palmer. So I mean, he's learned from a lot of people, and he's a guy that has no ego. He isn't worried about who's getting the attention, who he's asking. He just wants to be good at what he does and pass on knowledge and put guys in position. So he's really fun to be around because you don't see any of that. And I think that's why people like him so much. I think that's why they like talking with him. I think that's why they share ideas with him. Because a lot of coaches aren't going to share ideas with you. You can call someone and talk to them, and, yeah, he picked their brain, but you're not going to get the whole story. But he's the kind of guy that people like working with. They want to help. They like his enthusiasm. And hopefully that'll pay off for our players and our team.
Over the final five games, what's this team playing for?
Well, obviously, right now we know we got to win them all. We're planning to win them all. That's obviously something hard to say when you haven't we've been so inconsistent this year. But that's our philosophy. That's our thinking. All we can do is handle this game this Sunday. It's a great opportunity for us to play against the best team in the AFC in our division, and we just got to take it that way. The old you got to take it one game at a time, because that's really where we are. If we win this one, it's we can really enjoy something special, and then we can figure out what the next one means. So at this point, that's really all we can do, and know that you're going to see us play. It's a home game. We need to play well at home in front of our fans. Everyone's going to be wondering how this team's going to respond, after losing a game we should have won and being 4-7 and making some changes, and I hope you'll see really what we're all about come Sunday.
Part of the original appeal with Chris was that he had worked with young quarterbacks. Are you concerned at this point about how Jake has developed then? Or
no, I mean, heck no. I'm excited for Jake. I mean, Jake's played five games. Is it five now that he started this year? So, no, I think he's done. I thought he threw some great balls last week. I mean, he got to have a lot of bad situations. He made plays that a lot of quarterbacks in the league can't make. So, no, his development, I think, has been very good. I mean, the injury was very disappointing in the last time he played Houston. That was probably the most disappointing thing of the year, was losing him for this much of the season, for 6-7 weeks, was hard because of our development. And that made it hard for the offense, there's no doubt. I mean, Chris and the offense has dealt a lot of situations like that. You lose a quarterback you're counting on developing, and then all of a sudden he's gone for five or six games, and then he comes back and he's trying to pick up where he left off. So there's a lot of things we had to deal with, but everyone has to deal with that. I mean, you still got to win football games, and I'm real excited where he's at. I think he's going to be a special player, and again, I hope that we can show that the next five games.
He learned from that first Houston game. I mean, he's got it prepared, obviously, but missed the protection there. I mean, do you think he learned from that game and that maybe changed him a little bit as a quarterback?
Yeah, you hope it does. When something happens like that, he better learn from it, because you're not going to take that, hits like that, give a free shot. I mean, they were in the same – I mean, that same thing has happened now three times since that – he's been playing, the ball's been out, and the guy hasn't gotten within 3 yards of him with a free rusher. So that was just happened to be a play, unfortunately, that he thought he could put a ball somewhere, and then he realized he was down by the goal line, so otherwise he probably would have thrown out of bounds. But he thought a guy jumped a guy he thought would come open. All of a sudden he held it longer than he had, and he just didn't get a chance to protect himself before he took the hit. If he could have gotten down, it would have been great. He was just afraid to throw it because he was worried about interception. So, yeah, I think he learned quite a bit from that. And he's a quick learner, and that's a good thing about him. And I said if we can – that's why last week would have been great to finish the game like we thought we were going to, with a drive at the end to win it. And I think those are the things we need to do these next 5 weeks. We have to find a way to win games and see where we're at when the season's over.
When you look at the numbers, I guess defensive numbers have been worse than the offense has been this year. I guess when you say that you're not planning on making any defensive coaching changes, you could ask why not defense if you're making an offense?
Well, like I said, anytime, even if you're thinking about making a change, you have to figure out, well, what change can I make? Between, like, just with players, when people say, well, they should put this guy in there at that position. Well, what guy do you want in? It's easy to say what you want done, but you have to have a way to do it. And so I'm not looking to make change. My point is that it wasn't a situation where there are a lot of other options at this point. I mean, if we have five games left in the season, it's not like you can, even when I got hired, I mean, there's a certain pool you can hire from in February. So, I mean, you have to know what you're dealing with when you're trying to make decisions. So and to do smart things. Again, I'm never going to do something to show, like, hey, look at all that we just fired four guys. For what reason? Are we better because we did it? It's hard to sell to your team that you're doing something like that. So, no, we're not planning to make any changes. Like I said, yeah, we're not happy where we are. Heck, the last 2 weeks we've done – our defense has played much better with 7 sacks and turnovers, and let's see what we do against Houston in the last 5 weeks. But there won't be any more changes the rest of the year.
That group on notice, maybe, though? They need to obviously improve.
Yeah, we're all on notice. Yeah. I mean, there's no one that's not on notice. And we all know that. I mean, that's been – when you're 4-7, believe me, every team in the league that has our record or worse is on notice. And that's just in every sport. So that's just part of the game, and we all know that. And we don't, you can't worry about those things. I mean, everyone does their best. You go out there and play on Sunday, and you try to win football games. And if you don't, then we all know that there's going to be change. And you just don't know what that change is. But you can't work that way. It's there, and so be it.
Is it safe to say that maybe you thought because the decision came on the opposite side of the ball that you think maybe that group has maybe underachieved more than what you see on defense?
No, I just think that we, like I said, there's a lot of factors that go into any time you're going to make a change of direction, whether it be offense, defense, special teams, and you have to figure out, okay, I'd like to do this, whatever it may be, and can I do it? Does it make sense? Is there a better answer? So, you have to weigh everything when you make a decision on things. And I just, again, like I said, on the offensive side of the ball, just thought this, again, overall was the best thing for this offense at this point to do to help us move forward in a different way. And I thought that was needed. I felt we had the person in place to do that, that could bring a very unique, different perspective to the game, for the players, for the scheme, for the play call, and all those things. And I thought it was just something that was needed. And so that's why we did it. And I thought that was better than the direction we were heading currently. And so that's why you make that decision. It doesn't really have a reflection of the defense or the special teams. I mean, they're all separate entities. You look at the defense in a different way, you look at the offense, and you make the same kind of decisions, and then you move forward. And then you do it at the end of the season, then you do it before the season, and then you do the same thing with the players. You look at a group of offensive linemen and whoever defensive lineman, you evaluate them and figure out what you can do. And people say, well, go draft that guy. Well, you know what? He's not there when you want to draft it, whatever pick you are. So you have to have a plan, and that's, you know, so I think we're doing what we think is best for the team right now.
He played under Jack Pardee. Have you heard about his health situation?
Yeah, I had recently, and that's a shame. And I haven't talked to Jack in a while, and you know, I used to see him in Houston after he retired in golf tournaments, and you know, what a great guy, great family. You know, he was a head coach, and I worked with him my first year when Jeff took over as a head coach, when Jeff was on the staff there actually in Houston. And I'm gonna have to hopefully we get a chance to see him or talk to him. That's a shame.
He's a pretty good head coach.
Yeah, he was. And the thing I learned from him, I think, was that, you know, him being an ex-player, when he was standing in front of us and speaking, I think I really enjoyed his stories. He had a lot of great stories about his days with the Redskins and, you know, George Allen. And listen, there was some great, great stories, and I enjoyed that. And I think that helped me, you know, when he would kind of stand in front of us and kind of relate something to back in the day when he played, it was something that always stuck with me as something I thought the players really, he had our full attention. And so I found that technique is something I've used with the players as a line coach or as a head coach, that type of style that I think players do like hearing about the guys that came before them. And so, yeah, but he did a nice job. Heck, we're in the playoffs every year he was there. Unfortunately, we didn't win a Super Bowl with them, but we do, you know, we had a lot of good teams then.
The Texans are scary maybe on offense right now. Is any team you've faced here recently?
Yeah, they're playing. I mean, they're a complete team, and the thing is, they're not, even when they don't play well, they find ways to win football games. They've had injuries; they're overcoming that. They're giving them more points in the past 3 or 4 weeks than they have, but they're overcoming it because the offense is scoring or the defense is getting a turnover they want. So, yeah, they're you know, I thought our defense really last time was pretty solid. I mean, it's hard to say when you lost by 20 points wherever we lost by, but we turned the ball over, gave 2 pick sixes, and gave 17 points, and I think the defense had us in a chance. I mean, other than the first 2 drives of the game, I think it was 14-7 in the third quarter, and we had a chance to tie it up, and we didn't, and then it kind of fell apart. So I think we understand them. We know how good they are. They've exploited us here last year when we played them, no doubt about that, with some big plays. I thought we went back last year and played them much better the next 2 times. But, you know, they can explode and put 40 on you in a heartbeat. So it's going to be a great challenge for the defense. And we'll find out where our defense is at. Are we getting better? Are we getting over the hump the last couple weeks? I mean, we're making more plays. Obviously, we gave too many pass plays up last week. But, you know, we're going to have our hands full this week against a very good team.
McCarthy have a little bit of a setback? Or?
Yeah, he's just not. You know, he got a concussion in the game. And so we'll have to wait. We have to wait and see how he feels at the end of the week.
I
think that's what
it is.
I think daily they have to make sure he's progressing each day. I think he's been doing that, but it still comes down to them because of the having it after the game and having symptoms after the game that we didn't really know about during the game. That now he's on a daily, see how he does, work him out. I think he was on the bike and treadmill, see how he responds to that. And then he'll have to at some point see a doctor, I think by Friday, to see where he's at.
I'm going to make sure, because you're talking about who, who's